Dean Lester, Twilight Racing at Caulfield on a Wednesday. Dino, you looking forward to it?
I am, Trent. I quite like the meeting. Just hope that bit of rain maybe stays away.
And Trent Langscale from tab.com.au is with us as well. Good morning, Trent. Have we had any significant moves as yet?
Good morning to you, Trent. And being a Caulfield Twilight meeting, a metropolitan venue, there is a fair bit of interest in this card. And I believe the fact that it'll start a bit later, all of a sudden it'll give more opportunity for people to have a wager, and hence the fact that we know why Racing Victoria have instituted these Twilight meetings. And particularly earlier on in the card, Trent, there has been good money around, and hopefully Dino will be able to help out with a few more selections, and we should be able to nut this Caulfield card right out.
All right, let's have a look at race number one. They jump at 4 o'clock. It's a three-year-old maiden here, and there's no scratchings. Trent, give us the market.
Well, in the first, Royal Performance is the favourite. Now, it did open at $3.70 on Monday and has come all the way into $2.30. It's been pretty constant around that price during the morning. Now, the firmer today has been an era, who did open $3.10 and got out to as much as $4.60, is into the $4 mark now. Those two have cleared away. You have Countess de Galvez at $7, Whitemore at $8.50. There hasn't been too much change there. And then to the double figures, which is headed by Friend Success at 12. Royal Performance, overall perspective, Trent, well back to $2.30. But noting that after getting out to as much as $4.60, Onira has come back into a $4 second elect.
All right, Dino, interesting little race. A couple of first starters, including a full sister to the dual group one winner in Shillelagh, number 8, French Success. Where do we find the speed here?
Yeah, I think the speed's probably out wider. Probably the likes of Whitemore and O'Neara come across. Royal Performance, I think, holds its spot from barrier 2, and Pershing, I don't think, will be that far away either. But, yeah, I think, as we know, that 14:40 start, not a long run to the first turn, but it's probably a little bit of speed from out wider.
What are your numbers?
I like Royal Performance. I think the market's found him correctly. He was a good price. He's probably out about his right price now. That was a very good run on debut. He was just beaten by Coronel, who I thought was terrific yesterday in defeat at Mornington, and I think he'll win the first. Mark Zara taking the rides a plus to beat 7 Countess de Galvez. I thought she'd win at Mornington. She bombed the start, blinkers first time, did a terrific job to get as close as she did. I think she's probably worth a little saver at the price. Then out to 6 Whitemore, who was an honest run last week, and 10 O'Neara, who was unlucky in the stakes race, the Twilight Glow 2 starts back, and was an even run again last time out. 5, 7, 6 and 10.
5, 7, 6 and 10 in the opener today at Caulfield. Race number 2 is a maiden for the 3-year-olds and older, free of scratchings, and Trent has the market.
In market order here, Trent, Somnium is a drifting favourite, opened $2.70 on Monday and is now at $3.20. No doubt the biggest firmer in the race has been Cryptic Jewel, who opened $7 and even this morning has been $4.20 into $3.90. You have Gracious Garcon at $6. Reader's Command just out of touch from $6 to $6.50 today. You have Croatian, who's also at the $6.50 mark. And the last of the gallopers in single figures is Dream Brother at $9. Somnium easing as the favourite, $3.20. No doubt the bigger firmer in the race has been Cryptic Jewel, opened as much as $7. And now at $3.90.
How does your map look here, Dino?
Yes, Trent, I'm thinking Dream Brother and probably Say Goodnight are probably the two going forward from middle to outside, and GoPro might come across with them. And then to whether a horse like Somnium can use Barrier 1 and hold a spot to some degree.
Okay, and what are your selections?
Yeah, I don't like this race a great deal, Trent. I've tipped Croatian, who's probably going to settle near enough to last, but I'm just hoping he can wind up. It was a very good first up run at Kyneton, and I thought it ran well enough to be very competitive here. Somnium was also very good first up at Pakenham, will be better for that run, looks a good chance. Dream Brother's going to make his own luck. The only little query is his two unplaced runs have been at this trip. He's very consistent if you have a good sight for a long way, and you could take your pick out of 3 or 4 for the others. I've put in Regis Command, but I can certainly understand the backing for Cryptic Jewel, but I've put Regis Command in for 4th. 6, 9, 1 and 3.
6, 9, 1 and 3, but maybe a watch race, race number 2. Race number 3 over 1,440. It's a class 1, free of scratchings. The market, please, Trent.
Well, for the third here, Trent, this is similar to the first race on the card where we have the favourite who was well back early doors, speaking of Blinder, who went up $3 and is now at $2.60. But the second elect has tightened during this morning. That is It's a Myth, who's come in from 5 to 4.40. Then you have Mumbles, who's also had admirers during today's betting, 7.50 into 6. Smurf Cody has gone the other way. There's been 6 out to 9.50. And then a couple in double figures that are given some sort of a hope. You have Mihalo at 10 and Exceedingly Easy at 12. Winder, $2.60 favourite for the third at Caulfield, but just noting that this morning there has been support for It's a Myth and also Mumbles.
Where's the speed here, Dino?
Trent, I think the speed's probably out wider. Rap God probably goes forward. Me Carbo maybe from out wider. Neuer closer to the inside. But a lot of these like to settle sort of inside mid or midfield. So, yeah, I think if Rap God wants to take it up, it certainly can.
What are your numbers in race three?
Going with It's a Myth. Just needs a little bit of luck getting off the rail at the right time from barrier one, but I certainly think presents with the right form to win a class one. Last start was in the benchmark 78 on Pakenham Cup Day. Beaten about 2.5 lengths by Angelic Spirit and didn't get a lot of luck at a crucial stage. And before that, ran really well in a 64 at Sandown. I think this mare is overdue for a win and gets a really good chance here. As I said, just needs the brakes at the right time, tipping a big start to the day for Fred Kersley. To beat 6 Mumbles, Scratch from Saturday at Flemington, where I thought he had a terrific chance. He was beaten last start by a subsequent Moonee Valley winner in Immaculate Secret last start at Terang. And before that, his run to Kaplumpich was very good. So I think he's right in the mix with Damien Oliver aboard. I think they're the two I'll be playing the race around, numbers 4 and 6. 3 Blinder, I thought his first up win was excellent. His second up run at the Valley was good. And then last start he ran well. It just didn't like the way he wanted to hang at certain stages of the race. But certainly on form he's got a good chance. And 11 Exceedingly Easy off the maiden win last start. But yeah, I like 4 and 6 here. 4, 6, 3, 11.
4, 6, 3 and 11 in race number 3. Race number 4 is the final leg of the early quarter. Your benchmark 64 over the mile. Number 7 comes out here. The market please, Trent.
Well, for the fourth here, Trent, we've got a well-backed favourite in Von Mystic. This was a pretty open affair when the market was originally posted on Monday, but Von Mystic has clearly been the one the punters are interested in. Open $4, and even during this morning's betting, has been $3.50 into $3.20. You have Miss Skeptical, who hasn't budged too far, just out from $4.20 to $4.40. Kaimu has been a bigger drifter, open $4.40 on Monday, and is now on the third line of betting at $5. Sensationally hasn't budged too far from the 7.50 mark during this morning's betting. Trigger Point has eased, 6.50 to 7.50, and then a bit of a gap to a couple in double figures with Lynch Mob and Elite Tiger at 12 and 13 respectively. In what was an open affair when the betting first went up, Trent, the punters are clearly in the corner of Von Mystic, who opened $4. And is now a $3.20 favourite.
Dino, the speed here?
Yeah, I would say sensationally a lead. The likes of Miss Skeptical, Kaimu and Elite Tiger have got tactical speed. Actually think the speed will be quite good here, so that sets it up quite well.
And what have you settled on?
Oh, look, the money's, I think, going the right way with Von Mystic without any huge confidence, but I think the horse is going well. All three runs this time in have been good. Mark Zara taking the ride, I think, gives him a really good chance of breaking through. I think he's probably found about his price though at around $3.20. Trigger Points on the back up from last Friday night, I think can run well here off a good drawing, racing a bit closer in the run, just got too far back in a leader dominated race. Lynch Mob's had a trial in Adelaide, ran fifth behind Behemoth in that trial. Behemoth went to Moonee Valley and won. I like this horse kicking off at 1600. More importantly, dry ground seems to be the key to his form. And 11 Kaimu ran quite well last start in the mare's grade, might be next best, but an even sort of race, but I think the money's on the right path with Von Mystic. 4, 5, 9, 11.
4, 5, 9, 11, race 4. We get to race 5, first leg of the quaddie. A benchmark 70 over 1,440. Number 9 is the Lone Scratching, and Trent has the market.
Well, there's a fair few chaces here, Trent, in the first leg of the quaddie, and there has been a change of favouritism during this morning's betting. Bertha, who was $4.20, is now at the top of the market, just at $3.50. Critical Thinking has been a touch easy, $3.30 to $3.60. You have Lontazar, who's at the $5 mark, and there hasn't been too much change in the price there. Similar for Fregier, who is at $6. Then you've got I Am Vinny at $9. Sees No Limit, $9.50. And then it is double, well, might as well mention the other two here, just scrolling down. Hunter Moser, $15. And Midas Man, $26. But a lot of chances there for race 5 at Caulfield. But it is noteworthy that we've had a change of favouritism during this morning's betting. Bertha has been $4.20 to $3.50. Critical Thinking, $3.30 out to $3.60.
Who's going to lead him up here, Dino?
Trent, I'm thinking probably Critical Thinking and Hanamosa are most likely, with the scratching of Chirosa, they're the two that will probably lead the likes of Tregear. So you've got middle to outside coming across, I think, and probably getting control of the speed pretty comfortably too.
Okay, and what are your numbers?
I've tipped Montezza. I think he's the best talent in the race. He had the two runs in earlier in the spring. He's had a little freshen up. Had a recent jump out at Cranbourne. It was a fairly good trial. I've seen him probably go a little bit better, but he's going to get a great run here, and I'm leaning his way, number seven, to beat for Goethe. His run at Moonee Valley was good. He's just got to extend it out to the longer trip, gets the senior rider and Mark Zara. And I think the other chance is Critical Thinking because of how the speed map sets up. I think he gets a really easy time of it on the pace, and he's actually won here at Caulfield at this trip. So they're the three for me, and Tregear maybe next best. 7, 4, 3, and 2.
7, 4, 3, and 2, race number 5, which is the first leg of today's quaddy. Race 6 is a benchmark 64. They run 1,000 metres. A few scratchings here. Take out 5, 13, 14, 15, and 16. The market, Trent.
Well, Trent, if you thought that the first leg of the quaddy had a few chances, this is an even more open leg. This could be field job, but we'll hear what Dino's got to say shortly. But we do have a $5 favourite in left, JB out. And that's just been a marginal firm this morning from 5.50 to 5. From the clouds at 5.50, you have Rod and Todd 6.50. No change there. If you're looking at one that has been spec'd at a price, our Gladiator is 12 into 7 today. Kahaki at 7 as well. Norton 8. Siege Warfare 8.50. And then you get to the teams where you've got Beaverbrook and Eastern Pegasus at 11 and 14 respectively. Not too many here you can discount for race 6 at Caulfield. In an open affair, left JAB out is the $5 favourite, but just noting there has been specking for one of the price in our Gladiator, who's been 12 into 7.
What's the map look like here, Dino?
Yeah, I think the inner draws are probably the key runners. Benegal probably the most likely leader, but left JB out, our Gladiator drawn 1 and 2. They've got speed. Rod and Todd in 3 has got a degree of speed. And then out wider, Siege Warfare and Areno, who was ridden back last start but usually shows speed. So I think ultimately it looks a good tempo.
Okay, what are your numbers?
I like 11 from the clouds here. Trent, I liked her a couple of weeks ago at Sandown. The race didn't go very hard in that race, and she didn't get any cover, and I just thought she was a bit keen and just left her a little bit flat at the finish. But I think the way this race sets up, I'm pretty confident she's going to get cover, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a nice speed. So I like her chances today from the clouds to beat 8 Norton. He's going to probably have to go back from the draw, but ran well first up, and he's a bit of a talent. Beaverbrook hadn't had a trial going into that first up run, loomed up to win, just peaked on his run, will be fitter. And our Gladiator just gets a great run here, and I can understand the backing for her at odds, but quite keen on from the clouds. 11, 8, 4, and 1.
11, 8, 4, 1. Race 6. Race 7, a fillies and mares benchmark 70 over 1,440 metres. Number 9, Zephoria, is the lone scratching, and Trent has the market.
For the 7th here, Trent, we have Ocean Deep, who has been well found as the favourite. Opened $4.80 on Monday and has now come all the way into $3.80. Palmer's here during this morning's betting. There hasn't been too much change. Currently on the second line at $4.80. That is the same for Lady Cromac, who is the third elect at $5.50. Ice Girl, $6.50. Hasn't been too much budging in the price there. One other galloper in single figures. That is Sophie's Revenge at $8.50. And then just getting to the teens where you've got Savvy Bell, who has been a drifter during this morning's betting, from 7.50 to 10, and then Miss Mo at 11. Race 7 at Caulfield, few chances here for the favourite, the well-supported one, Ocean Deep, open 4.80, now 3.80.
Where's the speed, Dino?
Yeah, I think the speed probably comes from out wide. Miss Mo probably leads now on pretty much on its own with the scratching of Zephoria. But long as Ocean Deep begins cleanly, she's going to be prominent, and Miss Entice from Barrier 2 would probably hold a spot. Tycho and Kate maybe just behind them. But I think Miss Mo comes across and probably leads.
What's your top four?
I'm very keen on Ocean Deep. I can understand the support for her. She was really good first up, and then second up just missed the start and got back and did a really good job to run third, but nothing like her best. I think if she gets up outside the speed and gets control of the speed should be hard to beat. Tipping good day for the Wiley Dalziel Racing team. And I think Ocean Deep's one of the better bets of the day to beat two Lady Cromack, who was a bit of a revelation through spring, running really well in some handy races in a benchmark 70 with a claim here. She's well placed. Five Sophie's Revenge did enough at her first start for the Weir Stable, and Palmateer, bit of a constant in this grade. The thing she needs is a bit of luck as she gets back, but she'll be strong late. But I think Ocean Deep begins cleanly. She should be very hard to beat. 4251.
4251. Race 7. We get to the last race, 8 at benchmark 64 over 1800 metres. No scratching is the market, Trent.
Well, for the last here, Trent, I'll say good luck to those who are alive in the quaddie. You might need a few selections, hopefully, to get you home, because we have $5.50 the field headed by Tavistock Dancer. Tavistock Dancer has been the biggest shortener in the race, went up a $7.50 a leg, and now at the top of the market at $5.50. Cahoutier at $6. Hasn't been too much change there. Careering Away and Blue Bear have both been $7 to $8 this morning. Ayers Rock, this is trimmed during this morning's betting, from $11 to $8.50. Then you have Shaq, $10 for all the basketball fans. What a Shock, $11. And even then, you've got Grosvenor Bridge and Ruby Sky at $12 and $13 respectively. Plenty of chances in the last of 8 at Caulfield on the Twilight card. Tavistock Dancer opened $7.50. Now the $5.50 favourite, and has been specking this morning for Ayers Rock.
Looks a tough way to go out, Dino. How have you got him settling here?
Yeah, I think Careering Away can certainly use barrier 1, and I think Ayers Rock will come across from out wider, barrier 10, and Silent Command maybe in barrier 9. And then the likes of probably Shaq in behind them. But the speed, okay, because whenever a horse like Careering Away, Ayers Rock are involved, they roll along at a good speed.
What are your numbers in the final event?
I've gone away from the favourites here. I think there's a few at odds here worth considering, and they are 6 What a Shock, who I thought he hasn't won for a long time, but he ran into that race recently, won by 5 Kingdom at Moonee Valley, like he was going to be right in the finish, and then just had to drop anchor because he ran into a dead end, got going again late. I'm happy to have something on him at the double figure odds. I think Shaq likewise at around the double figure odds is a good hope. His last two runs have been quite sound, and I'm pretty convinced he doesn't run a really strong 2000, so back to 1800 is a plus for him. 8 Grosvenor Bridge steadily improving for the Weir Stable, and 9 Ruby Sky ran in the Wodonga Cup last start, so she's way down in grade, can improve sharply here. So I'm a little bit opposed to the favourites in the last 6, 5, 8, and 9.
6, 5, 8, 9 in the last, just before you get your best value quaddie and play of the day. Trent, just recap those best back runners for us today at Caulfield.
I would say, Trent, we've got race 1, number 5, Raw Performance, overall perspective. Then to go to race 4, number 4, Von Mystic. And certainly from this morning's betting, race 5, number 4, Goethe. So race 1, number 5, race 4, number 4, and race 5, number 4.
Good on you, Trent. I'll chat to you a little bit later. Dino, what's your best value quaddie play of the day?
Start with the winner, I hope, Trent. Race 1, number 5, Raw Performance. Best value is the last. Race 8, number 6, What a Shock at double figure odds. The quaddie, first leg 3-4-7, second leg 1-4-8-11, third leg 1-2-4-5, and the last leg 5-6-8-9. Play of the day for me is a parlay 2-3. They're all for the win. Race 1, number 5, Royal Performance. Race 6, number 11, From the Clouds. Race 7, number 4, Ocean Deep. So that'll cost $4 for a dollar.
Outstanding work, Dino. Good luck.
Beauty. Thanks, Trent.
Dean Lester there with his preview of Twilight Racing today at Caulfield. It's 8 to 11. You're listening to Winners on RSN. We'll take a break and come back with the Bensdale preview with Warren Huntley.